Up to Chesamun Olive. Chesamun Olive in Dmai, Yerushalmi. So we were in the middle of discussing the various elements that were unique to the issues in Caesarea. Certain things that were imported, those things that were imported, and the finish over here was that there's a difference in the things in our mission and the counts of the Dmai. So Orez and Kamun, which appear in the Mishnah, are nonetheless listed in the list of Yisurim of things that are in Caesarea Asur. But very noticeably, the Vela is left out, and which means that indeed the Vela was always imported in Caesarea. There was no problem of taking Trumas and Mises. That's what we were up to. Now, today the Gemara wants to discuss what is the issue with all of these various things in terms of Shemitah, in terms of you would think, would you not, that it's the same halacha. Whatever there's a chashash on Megadeh Maisus, there's also a din on Megadeh Shemitah. However, interestingly enough, it's not the same. So it says in the Gemara now, let's start from Hare Elu Bishvi Eat Heter. So it says in the Gemara, all of these things are Bishvi Eat Heter, you don't have to worry about them at all. But Bishar Shnei Shavua, during the other days of Shemitah, during the other years of Shemitah, the 6 years, you have to take off the Mai. Why? Why Bishvias Heter? If you have to take off the Mai, why don't you have to then Bishvias Shrias? Ah, you see. Because analyze it. We have three components in the population. We have religious Jews, that live in Caesarea. We have Kutim, who are Jewish, technically, but they don't keep mitzvahs properly. And we have Goyim. So now, when it comes to Shemitah, the religious Jews don't produce. So the Peres are not included. Right? So in other words, you're not going to have Peres that you have to worry about because you throw Mishanti. Akum is Pop in the market. And Akum is Pop. So now the total that you have is the number that if you have to be cautious, when you buy between the Yisrael and the Akum that are local, there are more of them than there are Kutim, and therefore we can assume that these are indeed imported things that don't come from the Kutim. There's a rove, they're going to be Shomrei Shvi'is, in a sense. And it's a Goyim of Shomrei Shvi'is, because there's no din of Shemitah on them. And the Jews are Shomrei Shvi'is. So all that's left is the minimal. That we have rove of other pairs. Bishar Shnei Shavua Dmai, however, the rest of the 6 years, you have to be cautious for Dmai. Yehudoi, Yisrael, Mitzakim, because what we have is like this. We have the kosher Jews are indeed Mitzakim. The Akum are potter, they're not going to be Mitzakim. Now here we have some years of problems. And what it should say is that Yisrael, the Kutim, Rabbi Malakum. So although the Akum are potter, but between the Yisrael and the Kutim, you end up with a rove, which means that you have at least a robe for Dmai, and therefore you should be fine. Ad Hechan, how far does this extend? Ad Hechan, how far does this extend, this Caesarea? Well, Pundika de Amuda and Pundika Retufta Ad Kvarsab. Vitziran. Now here, I mean, some learn that Tziran is an actual name of a fruit. Others learn that this is Tzur, and that it's Tzur is Tiki Sari. Okay, the way he's learning is that Tziran, that Tziran, the vegetable, is Vadai, is Mechuyev to be taken Vadai Tiki Sari, not from Dmai, because it's grown specifically in Eretz Yisrael, only Eitzel Akum, and remember the sheet all through the Yerushalmi has been so far that anything that comes from Akum is a Vada, and therefore you have to take off Maisa Vada. Kul Kesim, Hanim Karim B'Kesharim. By the way, I'm not even going to attempt to, you know, as we go through Yerushalmi to define what these things are, because even when I know the English translation, supposed English translation doesn't help because I don't know what they are. So what I could do is I could bring in that book and we could take a look, but it takes a lot of time. is to find a picture of everyone, which I have a book.
But,
oh, very good. So if you would prepare the ammunition, it would be great. But it takes so long each time to look up and to find the picture, it would mamish extend. You know, sometimes you can have like 20 different minimum mentioned in a day. It would take us another 20 minutes for the learning. And I don't know, even from those pictures, at least the ones I have, most of them look the same as the others. Because I wouldn't know the difference, really, because the drawings, the leaves and stuff. So I'm just going to leave it like this. But if you have new ammunition, that's good. And you can show it to us, and as we go, that would be great. If it's real pictures, and it's, you know, it'd be wonderful.
I'm kind of giving it to some 4-volume for a telescena.
Wow.
It's massive.
I mean, he wrote it?
No, it's his.
His, and he gave it to you? Wow. Well, that's great. That's just great. So, okay, is there a way to leave it in here? It'd be wonderful. Okay. So, the kukasin, that is Nimka B'Kisarin, is Asra Asmaisa, with Meshur Ruban Boim Miharamelach. Most of those things are imported from Haramelach, which of course is Yisrael, it's the area that was mentioned in the Churban. With Yisqiya Barava Amar, the Levani, which is only in the white ones, because Rabban B'Kisarin Amar, on the contrary, it's the Adumim that are brought from Haramelach. Rabbi Zeir Rabchia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan say, this famous Maisa, that Rabbi Yitir Beit Shan, Rebbe held that Beit Shan is not part of Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's not part of the Biashnia. Namela, there was no takana of taking Maisha, and we'll see later on the Gabi Shemita, based on a story that Yeshua ben Zoritz, who was the Ben Chamiv Shel Rebbe Meir, was a brother-in-law to Rebbe Meir, and he said, Amira iti et Rebbe Meir, lokeach yeret minagina b'shviit, I saw Rebbe Meir picking a vegetable from a garden in Shemitah. And obviously he helped with no chashash of shvichim, and he ate it. And based on that, Yitzhak Rebbe is Beit Shan Kula. Rebbe was Matur, and now in the Bavli we go through a whole discussion of how do you know that it wasn't this and it wasn't that and so on and so forth. And over there it's not that it was Shemitah, but it's rather that it was in terms of Mises, and maybe Mises from somewhere else and so on. In the end, the Gemara comes out and says, Re'u man gavu rabba kamasi. And when somebody says over a Maisa like this, who is an Adam Gadol, it means that he was Mavar, that there was nothing, that no other issues that you need to take into consideration. You had a right to proceed on that basis. Whereas Rabbi Zira was very angry at this Maisa, and he said, you see, if anything proves to you that you should be very careful about how you act in public, it's this Maisa. You don't do things in public, even when you know the reason that you're doing them, and they're mutter, but people who are not going to have sufficient information, they're going to come to the wrong conclusions. Anil there, and he goes ahead, he's here at Kula. It's ridiculous. That dina happens to be either he knew that it belonged to a goy, and he had arranged that he was allowed to go in there and take from it, or maybe the Roshitas that held that shvichim that started growing before Shemitah or Mutter maybe held like that, and he knew that these particular things had grown before Shemitah. Whatever. Comes along Rebbe, and now because Rebbe Meir did this, so now we're going to be Matir Beit Shan, and, you know, this shows how to be naive. Now Rebbe was Matir a lot of things. Rebbe was Matir Beit Shan. Rebbe was Matir Kisaria. Rebbe was Matir Beit Kuvrim. Rebbe was Matir Kfar Tzema. And Rebbe was also Matir buying vegetables on Matzai Shemitah and not worrying about the problem of that maybe these are Gidulei Shemitah, maybe they're Shvichim and so on. So you're calling me up. Everybody was angry and talking about him. What kind of business is new mate who come to town? No. Omar Lahu, Bo Vinidayim. Come. Let's come and discuss it. See the Kitate Nakashan and Hoshet. Now, so the Fiskio comes along and he grinds up the Nakash and Hoshet that Moshe Rabbeinu had made. Why? Because Rabbi Amin Eloah in the Katrimo. They used to bring korbanos to it. They made it into a god. So now I ask you, all of these years, up until Chizkiyahu's time, an awful lot of intelligent people, so you're telling me that he roa mat shadik bi Moshe at Chizkiyahu, la'aviro, nobody else thought of this idea, to give it another set of verses. The Bible talks out about that. What do you mean that we had? There were two times in which we went out to destroy all of Avodah Zarah's, and all of them, this Avodah Zarah is the only one that managed to survive. You know? You can ask the same question, what, 50 years a night? Well, all of a sudden, he goes out to do something that tzaddikim for previous doors couldn't figure out. Obviously, what, nobody has time in this year. Kodesh Baruch Hu left that crown that nobody else could figure out. But it explains it cool actually what the difference was. That he held that because Moshe Rabbeinu had made it, someone there, go and destroy it. I have a whole beautiful husband, remember, from the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah about how it works. But the machlokas really was whether you needed to have kavanah, to be machavim ibn l'shamayim, like the Mishnah says, or whether it worked just by looking at it. So if it worked just by looking at it, that means it was Hatzila. Moshe Rabbeinu had already taken into consideration the functionality for Avodah Zarah. In which case, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu al-Piyad Divur, essentially, understood that it was Kedai to have this thing, even though it would lead to Avodah Zarah, he couldn't destroy it. In the Daik and the Mishnah in the Rosh Hashanah, it says two different Lashonos. When it comes to the Milchama, the Kiyad of Shem Meisha, Oseis Milchama, so over there it says, Ela Loimarlov. Right? The teacher that calls Manshai is on the stack. But when it comes to the Nochas and Nechoshes, it says, Ela Shekozma. Now we say Loimarlov. You see that one of them is a metaphor. It's in the middle of the war, they're not looking up Yad of Shem Meisha. But by the Nochas and Nechoshes, they literally had to stare at it in order to be Mechavim Yivad HaShemayim. So it was never a Cheshash of Avodah Zarah. Because it wouldn't work. If you had a mind of Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't work. So Mamela, he was never mafia, the elements of Avodah Zarah. So now that they weren't using it, it became a symbol. As a symbol, he was never mafia. That was this Yotzchak. So Mamela, that's hot. That's what I thought. He's not terrible. And that he had a right to take. You may not say, well, all the Gedolim didn't think of it, and you suddenly came up with it. And that's not a swara. So you say, you don't like what I'm doing. Because nobody did it before. No.
But somebody could. Is that what
it was left for me to do. It was left for me, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He didn't say that. To do. Yeah, the Yeshivan lady, Haya Makid Lataliya, the Yeshivan lady used to tell his family and the kids, Lo Tazmin Liyarek, don't buy me. I don't rely on this. Lo Tazmin Liyarek Elamin Dinata Besisra. You want to buy me vegetables? Now, I'm precious for Shemitah. I'm not saying if I'm ready to head there. You go buy me from Mr. Sisra's garden, because that's the only guy around here that you can trust that he actually owns his garden. The other ones, you never know, they might have taken it over from a Jew. This guy got it from his father. I remember his grandfather had this field his grandfather did and belongs to the garden. Come in there, as offer of pay. So on the way, they meet Eliyahu HaNavi. Marley, and the Eliyahu says, I have a message for your Rebbe. Zil Omer Rapha, let's have a geek at the Sisra. Please tell your Rebbe, this garden has nothing to do with Mr. Sisra. It happens to be a Jew who was murdered by his grandfather, who stole it from him. So now, so much for your chumras. In Bait Machmer, I'm asking if you insist on being Machmer, not to go like Rebbe. So you stay like Havuri. Go to the other garden. They happen to be the ones that you can trust. So much for knowing exactly who to be mocking you might. Rav Yossi, the Kvardam, the Shem Rabbi Bon, he said like this, there are certain minyan that are also in Beit Shan, even according to this, because they come, even though he's mocking Beit Shan, these things come from Eretz Yisrael. Haminim hasrin the Beit Shan, are Ketzah, Shum, Chardal, Shum, Kulkasin, Afonim Shechorim, Bitzalim Hanim Karim, Bimei Hamidina Hanim Karim Menida, is also a type of the Batzal. So some of them are just called the Nim Karim, and some are called the Bimei Choshin, the type of Batzal. Upu Han Egad Bishifa, this is the, I guess it was a type of trellis that they grew, specific type of, maybe it said beanstalks, for giants. And minta negad, I suppose it's mint. But it's negad b'tnei atzma, it's wrapped and sold only as minta. And istakini lolam, however it's sold. All of these things come from Eretz Yisrael specifically. Kaplutot, the question now of buying Mitzvah Shemitah, the time to buy Kaplutot, so it depends. Min HaTzeret Ad Chanukah. The only time that it's offered is from Yom Tov Atzeret until Hanukkah, and after that, from Hanukkah to Atzeret, it's mutter. And the reason for this is that Miros Hashanah, the reason is Amar Rabbi Zeira, because Min Atzeret at Hanukkah Yat Yisur Rab Ala Heter. Then it's mostly fruit, kapotos, which are turnips, usually, essentially. You have more Isser than Heter. From Hanukkah to Atzeret, you have more Heter than Isser. This is Lagabe, where it's grown, whether it comes from Eretz Yisrael, whether it comes from locally. Lagabe Shlichim, we have a different issue. This is, Lagabe Isser Shlichim is also problems here, the growth changes around the Girsa. But if we read it like this, so then it's Shlichim, when it comes to the question of Shlichim, so then Mirosh Hashanah, Ad Hanukkah, this is talking about anywhere, not only in Beit Shan. This rather is a question of when do they grow. So in Rosh Hashanah, from Mitzvah Shemitah until Hanukkah, it's Osir. Because you don't get new turnips grown enough to market until afterwards. And most of them are going to be from Shemitah, turnips. This is why Hanukkah is, in fact, nowadays, this is the time in which we're chayshish for. We're chayshish up until Hanukkah for the old, for things that are still coming from Shemitah. And that was a gezerah, to be chayshish until Hanukkah. But it's shvichei shvius.
Grow with this growth or anything like that? Is that a factor? Or you say
with good ground? But only the tzara takona, not the yikradin. The yikradin would be mutter.
I mean,
no, yeah, right. And it would have been mutter. But they made a takana to be marked on it, because people would plant during Shemitah in order to be able to harvest it afterwards and so on. So in order to avoid that problem, so they were misakin. I mean, it's the question whether, you know, the mice nowadays we're marked in it. But with all the other, in other words, the question is whether even somebody wants to be marked and not to be sent up on a head to Mechira, whether Lagabi this takana one should be marked. Because the point of the Dakar is that in order that people shouldn't, but if they're being famous anyway, they have to be here. So maybe with Gabe that, this is one step down the line. Yeah. With Gabe that, even you could be famous on that, because what they're doing is being famous on that. So then there would be no Malcolm for the Dakar. So, obviously, all of these things are a question of tzirufim. But I'm saying it's another element to consider in tzirufim. So, in any event, there you have rov. And min atzeret ad Rosh Hashanah, heter shvichim. There it's definitely already from Shemitah. And from Hanukkah, atzeret, we have a suffix. And then we don't know whether it's from the Chodesh or when it's from the Shemitah. That's probably the way to read it. Ha'kishu'in, ha'dilu'in, ha'vatikin, melafonim, yayin, shemen, tvorim, afshiot, yeshomim, ha'patumachim, and this should be patchila, is li'olam, ha're'elu b'shri yishmiyish. So, for sure, during Shemitah, the whole dinner of Shemitah, we have to assume they come from there, throw all of these things, and they're awesome. As far as b'shar shnei shavuah, what's the demagabi? Maisha, ma, Rabbi Yonah says it's vav, Rabbi Yonah says it's Demai, and Rabbi Yossi says it's Vaday, and Lamaisa lo pligin. They're not really arguing, it's two different cases. Rabbi Yonah, who says take it Demai, is talking about the lokeach min abal nakim. That's talking about when he buys it from a traveling vegetable seller. So over there, he was Jewish, and over there, we're Choshesh, that okay, if he buys it from Jews, so it could be he bought it from a Jew already Maisa, therefore he can't make a broth on it, to assume it's Vaday, and so on. You treat it like Demai. Whereas what Rabbi Yossi says, that it's Vadai, that's talking about the Lokech Min Agina, when it's purchased from a Goy. Remember that the Stana holds that the Goy is fired. In other words, his Vadai doesn't take off Maisa, but doesn't have a Kinyan in order to pass it in a Maisa, even though we didn't make a Takona Lagabi Tzvichin on his area. And so the male, you have to take it off Vadai. Ad Hezon, how far does Beit Shan extend? We've been talking about Beit Shan this whole time. Up until Parshata, Mitzvata, Napsha, the Panute, Adkar, Kainai. and Tarkanayim itself, anything bought in Tarkanayim is the same din as Beit Sha'an. Do our tourist guides have any idea what these local...
Tarkanayim?
That's pretty far from Beit Sha'an. I don't know. It's interesting. Area, yeah. Well, if that's what it means for them, it could be maybe the kind of thing. Rabbi Yonah b'shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Zechariah says, Haninim ha'asurim. The Ninim that are asurim, I would imagine that this is supposed to be the Panias, at the Banias, which is right at the Gvul. So the question over there is what things come from Eretz Yisrael and what things come from that area, from Chutz-Lars.
Where was the Panias?
Panias. The Panias was the original name. This is the Paninim, but it's easy to confuse with the Sala. At the Banias?
It's an incredible city that was just very massive and powerful.
Where is it? At the Banias, is it? I mean, they were digging there a long time, but it was closed to visitors. It's now open, but it's still closed. Yeah, I mean, I've been there, but I couldn't get in. Yeah. So anyway, so this was on the Gavul. So we want to list the parish that you have to assume come in from Eretz Yisrael, and that are Egozim, Orez, Sunsunim, Pulamitsi. Gamliel Zuga says, also Ahimiot Bekurot. Omer Yonah had a tema mitarnago kusarni mamala. No idea again. We seem to be getting back to kusari over here after talking about the panyas. Oh, do they? Oh, okay, so then that explains it. So then it's perfect. Do you mean kusari alayam or do you mean okay, very good. So then that's excellent. So then from tarnago kusarni mamala, Avomitanibu Kesan Lamata is definitely a character throw the Gabi all pairs. You feel it's such a shame to feel such a distance from, you know, just knowing. I mean, they're taking for granted the places, and it's like so alive in their discussions, and like, you know, both the pairs and the type of things they were selling, you know, the different types, this type of onion, that type of onion. You feel like an alien, basically, reading this. Chaval. Oh, that would be great if there's somebody, if somebody knew, if we knew, that's the wrong. I hope, I would imagine. I don't know if maybe you can find out, you know, from your contacts, whether anybody really did. Is there a work on, you know, like from Zroyan that identifies cities and things like that? I don't know, there's many. It must be.
The meaning is Professor Felix in different forms.
Oh, that same Professor Felix?
Wow.
Wow.
The Shvius?
No.
Shvius.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that was a long... That was came out 2 Shvius ago. Yeah, I saw that.
Wow.
Rabbi Yonah boy, Haitasha Deu Zua Yerek. I don't understand what you're saying, says Rabbi Yonah. Oh yeah, you've set up that these minim are Chayav Yisei B'chomakom. So they're the Orez of Eretz Yisrael, which is not mistakeable, Chayav B'chomakom. But what that seems to be saying is that you're not saying it's Midin Kashosha. You're saying that in other words, if somebody comes into his field and discovers that the Orez that has sprouted over here is from the min that grows in Eretz Yisrael. So he says that there's Ruah Yerek, Ubo Matza Orez. So now he's got Yerek and Orez in his field. So the Yerek is now Mutter because he's in Chutz Lars, but the Orez is Usher. So suppose he even set aside, he even wanted to plant Orez. So he used Orez of the type that grows in Eretz Yisrael. He plants part of his field Orez and part of his field Yerek. So the Orez Milamala, the Yerek Milamata, the Yerek is Mutter, the Orez is Asir in the same field. Isn't that a little crazy? So we answered, Avu Rov HaSadot Halal, Ein Osod Chafesh Gagra, Aminim Halal. The point of the year is, why would we go there on the Orez? Because most fields in Chutz Lars will not grow Orez. So because of that, if your field happened to be sufficiently fertile, or the type of soil that would grow the mean of Orez that grows in Eretz Yisrael, we will not be makel for you. This is something that we were koveya as a standard. Eretz Yisrael Orez is chayav, even if you know for a fact that you planted in your own rishus, you will be responsible to take up from his amaisas as if it grew in Eretz Yisrael. That's the point. And therefore, we have to assume that in Andorra's element of Asher. Tana Orez of Chulat Antutia, Mutar B'Mekomo. The Orez that grows in Chulat Antutia, since that was a place that they were able to grow Orez from Eretz Yisrael, the mean from Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't from Eretz Yisrael, there no one's going to make a mistake. So in the locale of Chulat Antukia, is there anything where that might be?
I'm going to have to find
Antioch. That might be Antioch, yeah. So in the Chulat of Antioch, that specific locale, that wasn't normal to grow there, so there we were Geisha. But in Chulat Antukia, locally, everybody knew that the Orez of Eretz Yisrael type was grown locally. It's mut, and therefore you don't take mysis. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi was matir all the way up to Boron, which is near Antukia, and there, even though it didn't grow there, but all of the stuff came from Antukia. Rabbi Yona Boy, does that mean it can be Gatalochol Ruach or not? Are you saying the distance from Antukia to Boron in a circle around Antukia, or was that specifically that they had trading arrangements with Antukia to Boron? We don't know. Elu Ayarot Tchum Tzur, what cities now are considered to be in the Tzur area, even though Tzur itself is not from Eretz Yisrael? What cities in the area are considered to be from Eretz Yisrael? That's how some learn. Very strange. I would suggest it's probably more than okay the question of that the cities that are around Tzur were supplied by the same Shayarot from Eretz Yisrael. But that's a problem later on, as we'll see. So, and what Aroth are they? Shetset, Betset, Hibatsuva Alyata, Chanuta Tachtaya, Beitkaria, Loshmana, Amon, Mazi. Says Rabbi Mona, by the way, these cities don't exist. I mean, so how did that come to be shown that these are cities we don't even know nowadays? Achshav, I mean, nowadays all we know about is Sisita, Einish, Inkira, Ram, Baran, Ayun, Yarut, Kav, Haruv, Yunov, Yatriya, the Kvatsemach, those places. Rebbe, of course, is not the Bechal Kvatsemach, as we saw. Rebbe Ami, right.
Lebanon, Lebanon border.
Yeah.
It's
up in Lebanon.
Huh?
It's up in Lebanon, sure.
That's far.
Yeah, it's very far.
They
have to be seen on shore.
It's up there.
The
roof is there. You can see it.
Yeah, yeah. It's all ours. Not that far.
How far?
Shavar Rabani. I'm sorry. So Rabani asks, wait a minute, how can you be Matir Kvatsemach? Rabani Mali Nisine, don't they pay Israeli taxes? Rabani Shavar Mali Nisine Commission it drops you. Once you have to pay taxes, that's the same thing as being captured. So the next occupied territory. In which case, they were Kovashit, the Ole Bovo. And if they were Kovashit, so then that should be fine. Elu Ayarot Shehin Mutarot B'Tchum Tzur. What cities are okay in the area of Tzur? And again, that means it would be like Tzur, like Chutzlot, or they would not be like Tzur and not be supplied from Eretz Yisrael, which is more reasonable. Nefi Tzur, V'Tzayr, Nashama, Zizim, Yandi, Hamas, Devav, Havate, Kakafa, oh gosh, Barchazra, fine. Now, there was once in Maisha, God turned the Tzimukim on the trail, and it was a caravan. Maybe this way.